Well, before the music, a scene from Lewis Carroll's Alice in Wonderland, and then Thomas Arne's Rule Britannia, as arranged by Sir Malcolm Sargent. It was sung by Anne Collins with the Liverpool Philharmonic Choir and the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Sir Charles Groves. The readers in tonight's edition of Words and Music, devoted to the subject of monarchs, were Samantha Bond and Simon Chandler. The programme was produced by Georgia Mann. And do remember to have a look at the playlist on the website if you'd like to check what you've been hearing, bbc.co.uk/radio3, and follow the links to Words and Music. You can hear selected repeats from the series over the next 2 weeks on Radio 3, every weekday afternoon at 5 o'clock, beginning tomorrow with a programme about the ascent of man. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM, on digital radio and online. Now just after 11:30, and time for Jazz Lineup. Tonight, the BBC Big Band goes out and about for a Christmas concert with a difference.
Good evening from the Whitgift School here in South Croydon. It's a school with a deep tradition for providing great musical experiences for their students, accompanied with excellent facilities for music creation and performance. There's a variety of recording facilities here, a high level of instrumental tuition, practice rooms and a concert hall all on the Whitgift School premises. And we're delighted to be here for Jazz Lineup programme, and it features the flagship band, very much in keeping with this pedigree and tradition. They are the BBC Big Band, conducted by Barry Forgy, and with them for this special festive programme is the current BBC Radio 3 new generation jazz artist, Shebaka Hutchings. I'll be performing with the Big Band, and a couple of the school's very gifted music students are to make their jazz debut with this band too a little later on. So, to begin, the joyful sounds of Christmas and the traditional carol deck the halls with the full big band treatment in an arrangement by Bill Charlson. There'll be a tenor solo from Graham Blevins, and Steve Fisher will take the trumpet solo. This is Deck the Halls. What an absolute treat. That was Deck the Halls and the BBC Big Band under the direction of Barry Forgy, with solos from Graham Blevins on tenor and Steve Fishwick on the trumpet. Well, we've met Graham and Steve. Let's meet the whole band now. The trumpet section are Mike Lovett, Andy Greenwood, Brian Rankin and Steve Fishwick. On the trombones, we've got Mark Nightingale, Pat Hartley, Colin Sheen and Pete North. The saxophones are Andy Panay, Sammy Main, Graham Blevins, Martin Williams and Jay Craig. Now, my favourite section in any big band is always the rhythm section. On the piano is Tom Corley. Jeremy Brown is on bass. Mike Smith is on drums. Mark Ridout is on guitar. And on vibes and percussion, Mr. Anthony Kerr. Pianist and arranger Claude Thornhill, who also holds the great distinction of leading a dance band that was the incubator for prominent musicians and arrangers of the cool movement in jazz that started in the late 40s, wrote our next piece. Both Jerry Mulligan and Gil Evans arranged for the band, and this is Thornhill's most famous composition, arranged by altoist Jack Goddard, and this is called Snowfall. Thank you. Wasn't that beautiful? The BBC Big Band playing Snowfall, written by pianist Claude Thornhill. And incidentally, that was the composer's theme tune, and dealing elegantly with the piano duties there, Mr. Tom Corley. Next, a piece by British composer Dick Walter, who's written many compositions for television, notably the Yellow Pages J.R. Hartley commercial, for those of you not familiar with his jazz writing. He's an experienced jazz arranger, and he wrote for the BBC Big Band in the 1960s. And the piece we're going to hear was written for Niger, the National Youth Jazz Orchestra. Reepy Cheep is a character from C.S. Lewis's Chronicles of Narnia, and is a mouse. And look out for the use of the saxophone, a trademark approach common in the arrangements of French band leader Francis Bolan. This is Reepy Cheep. the opportunity to hear a big band going full pelt like that. There's not too many places where you can hear a band of that quality. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3, featuring the BBC Big Band, conducted by Barry Forgy. We're coming to that point now in the programme where two music students from the school join the band. Barry Forgy has arranged the traditional carol, God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, in the style of the jazz classic Back Nightgown by Jerry Mulligan. And Barry has also written a new introduction and coda to this arrangement to feature Douglas Hardman on the trombone and taking the hot seat at the piano after the distinguished Tom Corley. Please welcome Michael Obid. Thank you. Two budding young jazzmen playing God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen with the BBC Big Band, Douglas Hardman on trombone and Michael Obed on the piano. Thank you so much, gentlemen. And they're still students here at the school, and we wish them every success with music in their future careers, which we know will happen. Jay Craig took the baritone solo, and Colin Sheen took the trombone solo. Please give them a round of applause. We move now to the band's rhythm section and Barry Forgy's variation on the 1940s big band era. The rhythm section is joined by Andy Panay on flute to play the Disney classic Someday My Prince Will Come. And listen out for the use of the whole tone scale in Barry Forgy's arrangement, harmonization between the piano, guitar and flute, whilst Anthony Kerr on vibraphone plays the melody. Both he on vibes and Andy on flute take the solos on this piece. This is Someday My Prince Will Come. Thank you. On Someday My Prince Will Come, we heard solos from Tom Corley on piano, Mark Ridout on the guitar, Anthony Kerr on the vibes, and Andy Panay on the flute. Shabaka Hutchings is the current BBC Radio 3 New Generation Jazz Artist. It's a program created to assist young musicians investigate their own artistic potential. Only the third musician in the program, his two predecessors were pianist Gwilym Simcock and trumpeter Tom Arthurs. Shabaka joined the scheme in September and will remain in the position for the next 2 years. And he's a musician of great depth and virtuosity. He's serious about his own approach and development on clarinet, which he now showcases with the Benny Goodman virtuoso piece, Clarinet a la King. Please welcome Mr. Shabaka Hutchings. Talk about come out here and raise the roof. My goodness. Shabaka Hutchings, the Benny Goodman clarinet feature written and arranged by the exceptional Eddie Sauter and featuring the BBC Radio New Generation jazz artist Shabaka Hutchings playing clarinet a la King with the BBC Big Band under the direction of Barry Forgy. Now we turn to a piece that I arranged especially for the BBC Big Band as an adaptation from my latest opera called Shadow Ball. It's about the American Baseball Negro Leagues when black people were excluded from Major League Baseball until Jackie Robinson, with careful planning and support, broke the color bar in 1947. Hope you enjoy it. This is called So Far Away.
Thank you.
The BBC Big Band and the Piccolo of Andy Panay ending that arrangement of Prokofiev's Sleigh Ride, taken from Lieutenant Kije's suite. And an example of Eddie Sauter and Bill Finnegan's collaboration as arrangers. We heard earlier in the program Eddie Sauter's Clarinet a la King. Anyway, now to our director, Barry Forgy, and his treatment of the carol I Saw Three Ships. He develops the theme in all sorts of ways, utilizing the 3/4 time signature, with Jeremy Brown holding down the melody in the bass line. Listen out for solos from Sammy Main on alto. Jay Craig joins the melody on baritone saxophone. This is I Saw Three Ships.
Thank you.
Absolutely remarkable. Jerome Kern's I'm Old Fashioned. And that arrangement was commissioned by our stunning trombone soloist, Mark Nightingale. Mark commissioned that arrangement for an album he made with the Rias Big Band in Germany, and Bill Holman was the arranger. Well, from an American master to the skillful arranging of British jazz maestro and director of the BBC Big Band, Mr. Barry Forgy, who just filled in the trombone section on that last piece. This is his take on one of the iconic Christmas hymns through the ages, Still Nacht, or its more familiar name, Silent Night. Thank you. Stille Nacht, Barry Forgy's gorgeous take on Silent Night with the BBC Big Band, with a piano musing there from Tom Corley. Now to a piece that's very distinctive in all jazz and an early jazz standard composed by Clarence and Spencer Williams. The tune was made famous by the original Dixieland Jazz Band, and today, for quite a different reading, Steve Gray brings a robust and colourful arrangement to Royal Garden Blues that takes us on quite a journey.
Thank you.
My goodness, how to give you so much energy. You can't find that in any other kind of music. Navigating from the Dixieland to the present day, Steve Gray's arrangement of jazz classic Royal Garden Blues, beautifully played there by the BBC Big Band, and solos there from Steve Fishwick on trumpet and Pat Hartley on trombone. Well, trumpeter Thad Jones was one of the great composers and arrangers in this music, and his tune A Child Is Born is another prominent piece in the jazz canon. This is his vision in the hands of Barry Forgy and the BBC Big Band. The piano introduction is played by Tom Corley, and Mike Lovett is featured on the theme playing flugelhorn. A Child Is Born. Beautiful. A Child is Born, written and arranged by Thad Jones, featuring Tom Corley on piano and Mike Lovett on the flugelhorn, with the saxophone section transformed into a flute section. Well, now to our finale, written for a BBC prom at the Royal Albert Hall and arranged by Barry Forgy. It featured the Ellington trumpet hero Clark Terry. It's the jazz anthem Duke Ellington's It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing. Our thanks go to the headmaster and all his staff for their kind cooperation in making this broadcast from the Whitgift School here in South Croydon, to the BBC Radio 3 new generation jazz artist Shabaka Hutchings, pianist Michael Obed, and trombonist Douglas Hardman, and of course the entire BBC Big Band conducted by Barry Forgy. In this finale, there are features for Shabaka Hutchins on the clarinet and Andy Panay on soprano saxophone, and they trade fours as well. Then we'll hear Martin Williams on tenor saxophone and Mark Nightingale on the trombone, and they'll do some trading as well. From all of us at Radio 3 and the entire BBC Big Band with Barry Forgy, we wish you all a very happy Christmas and a happy new year. Thank you.
And welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night with me, Jonathan Swain. Another instalment now of Through the Night's Tchaikovsky Symphony Cycle, Tchaikovsky's fifth. I see one of its detractors called it the Symphony of Three Waltzes. Reasonably accurate, as it happens, apart from the third movement, which Tchaikovsky actually called a waltz. The first two movements certainly have elements of the waltz about them. Arguably, the symphony itself is the most Western-orientated of Tchaikovsky's last three, particularly with its transformed fate theme, a lugubrious one on the clarinet at the start of the piece, reappearing all over the place, either dark or menacing, or in the finale, in the major, and anything but menacing. Valery Gergiev here conducts his Mariinsky Theatre Orchestra.